Kristin Harrington, Kristin, K-R-I-S-T-I-N, Harrington, H-A-R-R-I-N-G-T-O-N, date of birth is February 1st, 1974. This is for date of service, 1-24-2024. Mrs. Harrington is a 49-year-old female who is here today for initial consultation regarding her hypothyroidism management. She was diagnosed with hypothyroidism in November of 2023. She also has a history of anxiety, headaches, migraine headaches, and vitamin D deficiency. The patient is currently on levothyroxine, 25 micrograms daily. The patient states that she has had some intolerance to levothyroxine, 25 micrograms daily, with some palpitations, and therefore she stopped taking it. The patient is on a collagen supplement. She does not sleep well. She reports a 40-pound weight gain over the last year, and she reports symptoms of fatigue. The patient reports that 6 years ago she was on a keto diet and lost like 85 pounds. And now she follows a mildly lazy keto diet. The patient states that she always feels swollen and her joints ache. The patient tries to watch her diet and also bikes, rows daily for exercise. The patient used to bike 10 miles per day. She has difficulty sleeping and she does intermittent fasting. Plan number one, for her hypothyroidism, the patient states that she has an intolerance to levothyroxine, 25 micrograms daily. At this point, my recommendation is to start her on Synthroid, 25 micrograms, brand name, once per week. We will start her off on a low dose thyroid supplementation to see if her body can get used to it prior to starting a daily dosing. Next number, I would also recommend a vitamin B12 supplementation. Next number, for her obesity and 40-pound weight gain over the last year, we will order a dexamethasone suppression test. I will also prescribe a Dexcom G7 to help reduce her postprandial hyperglycemia and keep insulin levels low in order to promote more weight loss. Next number, I will also order a thyroid ultrasound to delineate her thyroid gland and assess for any thyroid nodules. Next number, I will also order a sleep study to assess for any sleep apnea. Thank you for allowing me to participate in her management.